What if the secret to better sleep, stronger immunity, and genuine happiness wasn't locked behind expensive therapies or pharmaceutical solutions, but sitting quietly in a practice so simple a child could do it? Research spanning decades has revealed something remarkable. Gratitude isn't just a pleasant feeling, it's a scientifically validated catalyst for transformation. Studies show grateful people sleep 30 minutes longer each night, exercise a third more each week, and report 25% higher happiness levels than their peers. Brain scans reveal that gratitude literally rewires neural pathways, increasing activity in regions associated with learning and emotional regulation. Yet here's what makes this fascinating. These benefits aren't reserved for the naturally cheerful. Anyone willing to practice can access them. The ancient Romans called gratitude the queen of virtues, and modern neuroscience confirms why. It activates dopamine circuits, strengthens the immune system, and creates measurable changes in brain structure within just 2 weeks of consistent practice. When we express gratitude, our brains release dopamine and activate the medial prefrontal cortex, the same region that lights up during acts of generosity and social bonding. Advanced imaging studies reveal increased neural density in the anterior cingulate cortex among regular gratitude practitioners, suggesting the brain physically adapts to this practice. Studies with Parkinson's patients, whose dopamine systems are compromised, show they struggle to recall grateful memories compared to healthy individuals, pointing to a neurological foundation for our capacity to feel thankful. Gratitude isn't merely chemistry. While genetics play a role, deliberate practice accounts for 80% of gratitude expression. The benefits compound over time. Grateful individuals experience 23% lower cortisol levels, bounce back from setbacks 31% faster, and show 10% improvement in sleep quality. These findings hold across 40 countries and diverse populations. What begins as simple practice becomes fundamental reorientation toward life itself. At 92, Clara Morabito moved with a walker but radiated boundless energy. Her secret? A daily gratitude journal kept for years. Effective journaling requires three elements: specificity, surprise, and scarcity. Breaking down benefits into detailed components prevents gratitude fatigue. Surprise matters because our brains evolve to notice novelty. Dopamine cells fire intensely for unanticipated rewards, but quiet down once benefits become routine. This explains why counting blessings once weekly proves more beneficial than three times weekly. The George Bailey effect shows that imagining life without certain blessings rekindles appreciation. When we contemplate absence, we resist adaptation, our tendency to take good things for granted. Effective journaling means writing 5 to 10 minutes every other day, seeking gratitude density with vivid details rather than bare lists. Include unexpected blessings, dreaded events that didn't occur, and overlooked aspects of life. While journaling cultivates internal awareness, expressing thanks to others creates profound connections. Walter Green, a former CEO, systematically visited 44 influential people to thank them personally, unlocking deep emotions and strengthening bonds. The gratitude visit, writing a detailed letter to someone you've never properly thanked, then delivering it face to face, increases happiness and decreases depression for up to 3 months. The word emotion comes from Latin mover, meaning to move. Feelings need movement, not just acknowledgement. Research confirms people who write gratitude letters experience 20% greater increases in positive emotions compared to journaling alone. Students writing 3 gratitude letters over 8 weeks showed cumulative benefits, with 75% wanting to continue, and recipients reported lasting positive effects. Writing slows thinking, makes gratitude concrete, and develops linguistic patterns focused on abundance. Neuroimaging reveals that labeling emotions reduces amygdala activity while activating the prefrontal cortex, explaining why written gratitude literally changes neural responses. More people leave jobs feeling undervalued than for better pay, with replacement costs averaging $13,000 per employee. Yet genuine gratitude improves morale, productivity, and retention by up to 31%. Whole Foods CEO John Mackey credits meeting end appreciations with releasing more love throughout the company. Restaurant servers who write thank you receive 11% higher tips, while jewelry customers receiving personal thank you calls spent 70% more. Texas winery visitors feeling spontaneous gratitude spent 23% more on purchases. Teaching gratitude should begin early, ideally before age 5. Elementary students completing a 6-week gratitude curriculum wrote 80% more thank you cards and were observed by teachers to be happier and more giving. Excessive pride blocks gratitude, but entitlement, believing life owes me something, is more insidious. This self-preoccupation blinds us to benefits and benefactors. 85% of parents cite entitlement as their top concern about their children. It manifests as constant frustration when we don't receive what we think we're owed, yet nothing dictates anyone deserves a happy life. Academic entitlement increased 30% in 15 years, with students expecting high grades for minimal effort. Genuine gratitude requires seeing benefits as gifts, not entitlements. Humility serves as entitlement's antidote by grounding us in human interdependence. Philosopher Alasdair MacIntyre noted, "We are dependent rational animals, born dependent, ending life dependent, with only brief middle independence." From farmers growing our food to teachers shaping our minds, we exist in an interconnected web where we alternate between giving and receiving. Self-directed gratitude is impossible because gratitude requires separate entities: giver, gift, and receiver. Understanding this interdependence combats entitlement and nurtures genuine appreciation. Life involves suffering, a truth central to wisdom traditions. Yet suffering transforms us, shattering illusions and revealing what matters. The distinction between feeling grateful and being grateful is crucial. While emotions arise unbidden, gratitude as an attitude is a choice. During crises, gratitude energizes us when demoralized, heals brokenness, and brings hope. Grateful recasting works. Asking, "What lessons did this teach me?" transforms obstacles into opportunities. Research on the tragedy paradox reveals why we watch sad films. Vicarious tragedy awakens dormant gratitude. Chaplain Timothy Van Duvendyke suggests grief expresses gratitude for those we've lost. The pain reflects their value. Alice Hertz-Sommer, a Holocaust survivor who lived to 108, exemplified extraordinary gratitude despite unimaginable suffering. As a concert pianist in Terezinshtat concentration camp, she performed over 100 concerts that helped her and her son survive. Even in her later years, she played piano daily, maintaining unwavering optimism. "I am thankful and happy every day." Theory without practice remains empty words. The 21-Day Gratitude Challenge transforms knowledge into lived experience through 7 exercises, each repeated 3 times. Even when inspiration wanes, honoring the commitment matters. Gratitude is mental training requiring consistent practice. The exercises include 3 blessings, recalling good things others enabled, the gifted self, recognizing everyday pleasures as gifts, and the absence of blessing, mentally subtracting something good to rekindle appreciation. The gratitude letter reminds us that feeling gratitude without expressing it is like wrapping a present without giving it. Bad to good transforms difficult experiences by focusing on their positive consequences and the strengths they developed. After completing the challenge, reflect on what resonated and what obstacles you overcame. Gratitude doesn't deny suffering or ignore injustice. It acknowledges that even amid hardship, gifts exist. It's radical realism, recognizing our fundamental interdependence. Start today. 21 days from now, your brain will have changed, your relationships will have deepened, and your capacity for joy will have expanded.